After 2 years of mandatory oversight by a management company, the province has lifted its management order for Sunset Manor Home for senior citizens in Collingwood. The mandatory management order was issued on June 10, 2021 alongside a cease admissions order preventing any new residents from being admitted to the home, which was lifted in January 2023. Back in June, a report from the Ontario Ministry of Long-Term Care cited multiple issues of non-compliance and systemic failure. A director's report indicated there was risk of harm and that the County of Simcoe, as the home's operator, cannot or will not properly manage the home without assistance. Soon after the orders were made, the county hired Universal Care Canada Inc. as a management company to oversee operations at the home. Universal Care was also involved in helping the county create a return to admissions plan in January. After about 20 months with no new admissions, about 50 of the 148 beds at Sunset Manor were empty. A letter from the province's Ministry of Long-Term Care addressed to Jane Sinclair, the county's general manager of health and emergency services, and dated June 5, confirms the management order has been lifted and that the director of provincial operations for the ministry's inspection and operations division spoke with the county and Universal Care on June 5 to communicate the news. At this time, I am satisfied that you have returned to compliance and demonstrated that you can properly manage the home, stated the director's letter. During the call, I recommended that you continue to work with the Universal Care team over a period of time in order to ensure that you have a strong transition and sustainability plan. The director also noted the ministry would continue to monitor Sunset Manor and he expects the county to take prompt actions on any future compliance orders and/or issues that may arise. A statement issued by the county to families of Sunset Manor residents and staff and attributed to Sinclair announced the home was now in full compliance, and that the county would continue to work with Universal Care on a transitional exit plan over the coming weeks. Sinclair's statement confirmed there have been 48 new residents admitted to the home since the cease admissions order was lifted in January, admissions started in February, and that the remaining beds would be filled over the next several weeks.